This is Journey with Prayer, a prayer journey corresponding to our previous episode. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Philippians 2:1-3, taken from the ESV. Jesus, we come before you in humility with hearts full of gratitude for the truths of who you are. And we declare your goodness and your sovereignty, acknowledging that in the vastness of your creation, you still call us each by name and invite us into a life of purpose with you at the center. Thank you for the encouragement we find in Christ, the comfort that flows from your love, and the fellowship we share in your Spirit. And we pray that you would knit our hearts together in unity, being a community that reflects your love and grace. And may we be people who are quick to listen, eager to understand, and resolute in our compassion towards one another. Help us to emulate the affection and sympathy of Christ, to lay down our own agendas, and to consider others more significant than ourselves. We understand that this journey that we're on is not one we should walk alone, but rather in the company of fellow believers, spurring each other on towards love and good deeds. And we lift up those who are struggling to find their purpose, or those who feel alone on their journey. May they be reminded of your presence and comfort in the community you've provided. And if they don't have community, surround them with community. Encourage them through your word and through our actions as we seek to be the hands and feet of Jesus in their lives. As we step out into this week, infuse us with courage to live out our faith boldly, to engage with those around us intentionally, and to walk in the assurance of your divine purpose for our lives. And we ask that you continue to transform us, making us even more like you, Jesus, and that through our transformed lives, may others come to know the grace and truth that can only be found in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. So as you go through your week, I want to encourage you, take the time to reflect. Meditate on Philippians 2:1-3. Consider the ways you can embody humility and unity in your interactions with others, whether at home, in the workplace, or in your community. And engage. Reach out to someone in your community or faith circle. Offer your listening ear. Share your own journey of purpose and see how you might encourage one another in your individual and shared journeys. And finally, pray. Throughout the week, you can pray these three things. Pray for a deeper sense of community within your church or faith group, that each member may experience the encouragement and comfort mentioned in Philippians 2:1-3. Second, ask God to help you see through His eyes, especially those whom you find challenging, that you would honor them as significant and serve them with Christ-like humility. Invite God to continue transforming your heart so that you may live with purpose and intentionality, reflecting His love and grace in every aspect of your life. You can check the show notes for these references, prayers, and scriptures. Or to find out more information about our podcast and connect with us, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan. Thanks for praying with me today.